I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A bill to help kids who've dealt with legal troubles graduate high school is making its way through the state legislature. Most youth who serve time for crimes never return to school. The proposed Bill of Rights would require schools to post on their websites what resources are available for them. Denver High School student Ginger Frankel says youth need someone in schools to help guide them.
When you feel like you have no one you trust to turn to, you could get caught up in things that are hard to escape.
Under the bill, students would get a customized support plan and would help them transfer credits earned while they were detained. In Colorado, there are 22,000 youth involved in the justice system. A bill to regulate flavored tobacco failed yesterday in the Democratic-controlled legislature for the second time in three sessions. It would have let a county commission ban flavored tobacco and nicotine products. Those in favor said it'd give counties a power cities already have to crack down on youth tobacco use. Those opposed worried about the impact on local businesses. Democrat Regina English from El Paso County voted against.
I don't think we should essentially penalize adults because we want to keep something away from our children.
The governor had not publicly said where he stood on this year's bill. Library workers in Jefferson County voted to unionize yesterday. Workers say they are fighting for better wages and workplace safety. The group is the first to unionize under a 2022 collective bargaining law in Colorado. It allowed county workers the same rights as state employees. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past the 2 o'clock hour.